Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Delayed by cosmic dust, Rocky is still far from Saturn. But as the streak hurtles onwards through space, at least he knows the Taurus reached the planet by the atomic jet blasts picked up on the radar screen. But on one of Saturn's satellites, Ivan, Paul, and Ilma are in a tense situation. Alarmed by the strange three-legged creatures that have taken them prisoner, they're attempting to escape. But just as they reach the tunnel mouth that leads to freedom, the rotating footfalls of an approaching tripod are heard.
Quickly, into this cleft in the rock. It is our only hope.
Oh, too small. Surely we'll be safe.
I am almost out of the tunnel. Quiet, it is near here.
Say, it's gone past.
Quiet.
Missed us.
I don't see how it could.
Perhaps their sight is not so good when they are whirling along like that. Come, we must hurry.
I saw you peering after it, Ivan. Which way was it heading?
Towards the recess where we were.
Oh, let's run, please.
All right.
Yeah, come on. Hey, what?
Ivan, he's shooting up towards the roof of the tunnel.
Oh, they love gravity.
Oh, Paul, are you all right?
Try and land on your hands and knees to break the floor.
I'll try.
Oh, Paul, are you all right?
Oh, yeah. I took the roof on my shoulder. It saved my helmet. Well, don't hang around because of me. Come on.
Do not try running so hard in this light gravity.
Well, and how? Oh, I got it. Lean forward and leap.
And we must make good speed. There is much more tunnel still ahead of us.
Leaning forward, the three space-suited figures hurry in great flat leaps along the half-gloom of the tunnel. The light gravity helps their progress, but the unaccustomed exercise is very tiring. When at last the tunnel entrance opens before them, Ilma calls through the intercom.
Please, boys, can't we rest for just a moment?
We should keep moving, but perhaps for a moment.
I won't object to a breather. I wonder if we're being followed.
We will hear soon enough. Best to decide which direction to go.
Over there. Weren't the ruins over there somewhere?
They could make a good hiding place.
Yes, I can just see them. There's a sort of a radiance about the darkness. Wait. See, your outside mics are on and listen.
They're coming.
We gotta get away from here, quick.
Too slow to climb down the ruins. We must jump.
Jump? Oh, no, Ivan.
Yes, Ilma. In this light gravity, we'll nearly float down.
Steeling themselves to the effort, the three fugitives leap into the darkness. Outwards they go, dozens of yards. And then they're sinking downwards toward the vague outlines of the ruins in the darkness below. Meanwhile, the streak is nearing the end of her journey. Di looks up from the magnified image she has been studying on the telescreen.
It's going to be difficult, Rocky. Those rings around Saturn are just a collection of cosmic wreckage. I don't see how any ship could get through.
Well, the Taurus did.
Yeah, we can't be sure of that, Rocky.
Well, Mitch, there was no explosion. She must have got through.
Let me have a look, Di. Giggling grasshoppers. Talk about an obstacle race. How many planets blew the bits to make that little collection?
I wonder how long the fragments have been circling Saturn thousands of miles deep.
Yeah. Say, have you seen what it really looks like, Rocky boy?
I have.
And you're still gonna try and pilot the streak through that?
Mitch, we were sent out to find the Taurus and bring the youngsters back with us. That's our job, and we're going to do it.
Yes, but how, Rocky? How can you calculate a course through all that? It's a lot clearer now we're so close.
Yeah, come and have another look. But come on, I'll be obstinate.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty thick.
Remember what one little meteor did to us? Well, what can we expect if we get mixed up in that?
It's almost certain we'll be wrecked, Rocky.
But Di, the Taurus flew in there.
I'll bet she'll never fly out again.
It's impossible for atomic motors not to explode, Rocky.
I've got to find some trace of the Taurus.
Well, you're the skipper. If you still decide you can take the streak in, well, we'll tag along, too.
I'll admit it, it does look bad, but... Well, now we've got here, we have to find them.
But we could cruise into a circuit outside the rings.
Yeah, we could use deep radar. Those space-happy kids are really in there, the radar will find them.
All right. If you can get a radar bearing on them, at least it'll give us a definite idea where to look. If we stand a chance of ever finding anything in that.
There are hundreds of thousands of miles to be searched, Rocky.
Well, don't worry, Rocky boy. The radar will do the trick, all right. I'll fix up one of my super circuits. I'll get it rigged right now.
Okay, good man, Mitch. Oh, I'm worried, Di. I wonder what did happen to the Taurus. I wonder if those poor kids are alive and what they're doing now.
Far around the mighty Saturnian ring on the dark side of the satellite, the three are very much alive. But as they make their way cautiously through the ruins, Ivan's space-suited figure lags behind.
Ivan, your knee. Are you all right?
Don't worry about me, Ilma. I will manage.
You sure, Ivan?
Yes, Paul, do not worry. Just a short rest.
Jumping in the dark like that? It's a wonder we didn't break our necks.
Oh, well, it got us well away. I wish it were lighter. These ruins are fascinating.
Well, to me, getting back to our ship is the most fascinating thing at the moment.
We are safe standing here in the shadows. We may never see such things again. Look at them. Did you ever see buildings so strange? It is a stone that seems almost like a metal.
Look, I'd rather keep going if you can manage it.
A little more rest and I will go on the faster. Can you hear any sign of the tripods?
Quiet a moment.
I think I can. It seems very far off, though.
Let us go, then. Was it this way to the ship?
Yeah, I think so.
I'd rather go across this way, I think.
But why, Ilma?
I don't know. It's just a feeling.
Yeah, I think you're right, Ilma. Let us go that way. Ivan?
Yes, it seems the best route to take.
Well, then come on. Across the open and...
No, wait.
Oh, we must hurry across.
Wait, Paul. Why do you want to go there? It is away from the ship.
Yeah, but
It's the tripods, their mental power. We must resist it.
I must go, Ivan. Don't hold me back.
You must resist. Think of Earth as we did before. Ilma, Paul, don't let them trick you.
Trick, but...
Think of the Earth. The swimming, remember?
The swimming. Oh, yes, of course. Ilmer, snap out of it. We've got to get away from here.
I must go.
Grab her other arm, Paul. Come, Ilma. Remember Earth. The blue skies. The fleecy clouds. The green fields. Remember.
Fields? Don't! What are you pushing me along like this for? Where was I going?
We are going to this spaceship. Remember.
Yes, of course. I knew that. Oh,
thank goodness she's come out of it.
Out of what?
The mental power, remember? The tripods must be drawing close to us. We must keep our thoughts on Earth at all costs. Make straight for the ship.
Nothing on the radar, Mitch.
Nah. That is, if you can call a few million chunks of rock nothing. Still, you never know.
I don't like this situation.
Nah, me neither.
We've got nothing for it, though. All we can do is to keep trying.
That's for sure, unless you come up with any other bright ideas. You gonna keep on this course?
I don't know, Mitch. You'll notice we're getting near to the night side of Saturn.
Yeah, if they got the two-side, night-day side.
Yeah. You know, I don't see any point in going on into the shadow.
Nah, it's too dangerous with all this flying rock and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. This is what I thought.
What are we going to do?
Well, Mitch, I think we'll go as far as we can and then change course back again.
Have you had a look at the screens lately?
Yeah.
I think I better check.
All right. Make it snappy, Mitch. Right. Anything coming through?
Nah, just the usual.
Well, listen, Mitch, as I said, I'll go in as far as we can and then change course and we'll come back again.
Yeah.
And you'll watch that radar like a hawk.
That's for sure.
If the Taurus is anywhere near Saturn and still in one piece, we've got to find her.
Somewhere near. We've just got to find her.
Oh, it was so difficult in the darkness. Things appeared differently.
Wait a minute. That sort of hump in the shadow over there. Haven't we seen that somewhere before?
I don't know whether...
Yes, it's one of the dome things. What we thought might be buildings.
Best keep away from it, then.
Wait a minute. Listen.
It's giving out a humming sound.
Then we will keep clear. See, there is another over there. I know our position now. The Taurus should be over there.
Well, come on, then. Let's get to her quick.
Yes, there is very little cover. We must keep behind this spiky stuff all we can.
Well, we'll just have to risk the last... Hey, look. Can you see a sort of gleam over there like metal?
I can't. Yes. Ivan, it's the Taurus. Oh, we found
her. Come on, let's get across and... Uh-oh, notice that?
Tripeds. Circling around the ship.
Tripeds? Oh, how can we possibly reach the Taurus with them there? If we get anywhere near, we'll be taken prisoner again.
What can the three adventurers do now? Is escape impossible? And what of the Streak searching anxiously for them with her radar? There are exciting developments ahead, so be sure you hear the next gripping chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space!